Hey, yo, there's an old saying. It goes, you can't talk about the ocean with a frog who lives in a well. Let me tell you about the ocean. Oh, my God, it's huge. It's deep.
Huh?
You can sail across it for weeks and never get to the end.
Yeah, right.
I mean, the ocean is so deep that there are fish that live far down below that generate their own light.
What do you mean by fish?
Listen, you can't talk about the ocean with a frog who lives in a well. And you can't talk about your dreams with someone who doesn't have the ability to see. See, some people are so narrow-minded, they could look through a keyhole with both eyes. Helen Keller said it best. Some people are born with sight, but no vision. But don't get upset. It's not their fault that they can't see. Because God, the universe, whatever name you want to call it, has given you and only you the gift of sight. Nobody else. They can't see it. They won't be able to see it. This is a law like gravity. Michael Jordan was not the first pick in the draft. Wasn't even the second pick. They couldn't see his greatness. Recruiting expert Max Emfinger said, and I quote, Emmitt Smith is a lugger, not a runner. He's not fast. He can't get around the corner. And when he falls flat on his face, remember where you heard it first. Oh, we remember Max, and I'm sure three-time Super Bowl champion, three-time MVP, eight-time Pro Bowler Emmitt Smith remembers it too. Get this, in 1903, a famous scientist named Simon Newcomb published a mathematical proof called Heavier Than Air, explaining convincingly, scientifically, and absolutely why mechanical flight was impossible. The very next day in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, the Wright brothers took to the skies, proving his science wrong. Listen, when people say you're too skinny to do that, you're too fat, you're too old, you're too young, you're too short, black people don't do that, white people don't do that, don't listen to them. Do not allow someone who has had their dream killed to kill yours. Do not allow someone who has accepted their limitations to limit you. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do. Peace.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.